Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining me here on the Kansas City Weather Podcast. It is Sunday, June the 12th, 2005. Before we get started, I do want to say a thank you for all those of you who have posted a comment at Podcast Alley, as well as over at my email address, mezzoed@gmail.com. I still have some Gmail invites left, so if you want to get your hands into Google's email client, which is just absolutely great, leave a comment over at Podcast Alley and then shoot me an email, and I'll see what I can do to hook you up with a Gmail account. The rain is finally about to come to an end here in Kansas City, but we do still have one or two more chances for some showers and thunderstorms here in town. Rainfall amounts the last 2 weeks have just been astounding. Lee's Summit, really, to the east of town, did not get a whole lot over the last 2 weeks. Just 2 inches of rain reported in Lee's Summit. You go a little bit further west, downtown, 4.67 inches, not including this morning's rain. KCI, nearly 7 inches. Olathe and New Century Airport, almost 9 inches of rain. You go to the north of, or west of Edgerton, Kansas, they had over 3 inches of rain in that one day where they saw the tornadoes. And here at the Kansas City Weather Podcast Studios, 6.14 inches, and that includes this morning's rain. Now, thanks to all that rain, National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch for tonight and into tomorrow. It's only going to take about an inch of rain in really less than 3 hours, which really isn't a whole lot, considering we've been talking about with the thunderstorms here recently. So there is certainly a possibility we could see some flash flooding here tonight, as thunderstorms are already firing up across south central and eastern Kansas. Those will be spreading our way this evening, and then I think we see another round of showers and thunderstorms come in after midnight, and still maybe a chance for some showers and thunderstorms developing tomorrow afternoon into early tomorrow evening before it all blows out of here and we start to dry things out finally for the rest of the week. The culprit that has brought us all those chances for showers and thunderstorms across the area here recently has been a trough of low pressure across the western part of the country. That is now beginning to show signs to lift out here over the next day or two. In fact, the center of the storm system will actually pass right near Omaha over the next couple of days. It'll keep us with chances for rain, like I said, into tomorrow, but then as that trough lifts out, it'll be replaced with a ridge of high pressure, which is basically the opposite of that storm system, and that will help to dry things out here, as well as cool it off just a little bit, at least for a couple days before we warm back up into the middle 80s by the mid to end part of the week. So your forecast details overnight tonight, that good chance for showers and thunderstorms in the evening, and then again after midnight, and a low tonight of around 66. Then for your Monday, I think we have that chance for showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Then I think we clear it out towards the afternoon, partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies in the afternoon. And then that last chance for showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon and early evening hours, and a high in your Monday of 86. Monday night, mostly clear with a low of 62. Then for your Tuesday, looks spectacular, mostly sunny skies, and a high of 83. Wednesday, partly cloudy and high of 84. Thursday, partly cloudy and 85. And Friday, partly cloudy skies and a high of 83. So really a beautiful week in store for us here in Kansas City. And that will do it for this Sunday afternoon edition of the Kansas City Weather Podcast. Like I said, comments and feedback are always welcome at my email address, mezzoed@gmail.com. You can also leave comments at the website, kcweather.blogspot.com, or over at podcastalley.com as well. And thank you again for listening here today. I'm meteorologist Ed Roberts. Have a great work week. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll